following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It is a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at the Kearney Country Club for the second straight Friday. As we said throughout the summer, why sit in that stuffy old studio when you can come out and watch people hit golf balls into the lake?
Yeah, you know, and they got all these golf carts ready for us to maybe just take off driving around in. You know what I mean? That looks like it might be kind of fun for us, Doug. We could find something to do with those.
You could be on-course commentator today for the Kearney Catholic Foundation Scramble.
Yeah, I might do that. I haven't got a whole lot going on today. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
What happened?
Baseball, you don't have today. Got over the weekend. Molly Klingensmith here.
Yes,
good to see her, Kearney Catholic alum. The big part of the horse racing season is kind of quiet right now. So what are you going to do with yourself?
Well,
I'm a little worried.
Yeah, Wednesday, I'll tell you what, Monday I did Little League Baseball. Tuesday we played baseball in Kearney. Wednesday we played baseball in Grand Island. Thursday I refereed basketball. And I also refereed basketball Wednesday. So today is my only day off. Some people get days off. And this is my only day off.
You're retired, right?
Oh, that happened. Sorry. Yeah, that's what happened. I'll probably go down to the store. I'll go down to TM Sporting Goods and do something for about an hour and a half.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
I stopped in and saw Red yesterday. He was very busy, very hard at it, working very hard. So the wind, a little bit of a factor here today. That can do nothing to hurt my game, I'll tell you that. But, folks, come on out for a great cause. We always say sometimes golfing isn't for everybody. Sometimes now we've got sporting clays that we do. That's not for everybody. A variety of different ways to help fundraisers and help organizations. Kearney Catholic Foundation, of course, working hard here. But if you want to come out and play some golf or just want to stop by and visit, we're at the Kearney Country Club today. So don't worry about being able to golf or maybe you don't have the time, but if you got just a few minutes, slide out. And I'll tell you what, if you want to still get in the four-person scramble, there's a couple of spots left. If you said, hey, I got Friday off, why not we go play some golf? Or if you happen to be maybe even a member here, well, I'm going to play anyway, just we'll play in the tournament. Slide on out here. Tee time is at 12 noon. But we've got a busy show for you today. We're going to be talking with Tony Boone of the Omaha World Herald in just a little bit. We've got a big fight going on tomorrow night in Omaha that I believe is, you know, just going to be at capacity as a Terrence Bud Crawford takes on Gamboa. He went overseas, as you'll remember, last year and won the earlier this year, won the world championship. And this is a battle of undefeated boxers that are going to be battling 23-0. They both have 16 knockouts. They're very similar. Gamboa is going to come to Omaha, though, and it's the first title fight in 42 years in the state of Nebraska. So a big event, another big event at CenturyLink tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. And Joe Frazza. Joe Frazza was the guy that did that, beat Ron Standard.
He was there yesterday at the press conference.
Isn't that
something? Not Joe, but Ron was there.
Is that right? Well, yeah. Good deal. That was a great story. I remember that fight and watched the fight, and was really cheering for Ron. Just if he lasted a round, we were cheering. When he got done with the 3-minute round, we're going, there he goes, you know.
So that's coming up in our next segment. We'll also be talking a little All-Star football. The last All-Star football game on the docket for Nebraska is the 6-man All-Star game. Nebraska will play Wyoming tomorrow, 1 o'clock the kickoff at Silver Lake. We'll talk with Silver Lake coach Dwayne Art. He is the head coach of the Nebraska team. Matt Jensen will join us at the end of the program. He's the head coach of the Wyoming team.
What do you think the over-under is on a game like that? 6-man All-Star.
Well, I think it's interesting. I actually got a chance to talk to Matt last night after practice because they were going to be in practice during our portion of the show today. So they were getting ready to go into Hastings to the water park, and they were having a lot of fun. He says basically it's just getting everybody on the same page. They're all All-Stars. They're very good players. And the thing about 6-man, Jimmy, there is only so much that you can do. I mean, everybody's eligible, and you got to tackle in the open field. And I think an All-Star in 6-man is as good as anybody. I mean, because you just got to flat out be in shape. More. You can't take a playoff in 6-man, and you're not supposed to take a playoff in 11 or 8-man, but you can get away with it. Usually not in 6-man because you got to make a tackle.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you what, in 6-man football, too, if you can get a stop, if you can just get that, stop them from making those 15 yards, you know, because it's first and 15 when they start. If you can get a stop, just to stop, that's a tremendous advantage to your team because there's not a whole lot of stops in that. There's some turnovers. You know, don't get me wrong, there's some turnovers in that game, but there's not that many stops.
And that's what's coming up guest-wise on the Doug and Daddy show today. But the NBA draft took place last night. I think if you're a Creighton, a Doug McDermott fan, you got to be tickled where he ended. He didn't go as high as many people kind of thought, that 8-9. There was a couple of semi-surprises there that may have pushed him down a little bit. Now, Nick Stauskas from Michigan got picked over McDermott, both shooting guards, so maybe that was a little bit of a surprise there. And then he drops down 11. I don't think Denver needed him. I was actually sitting with a fan of the Denver Nuggets last night. He goes, well, Denver's not going to take him because they don't need him. They've got a guy at his position. But then they take him, trade him to Chicago. And when you make a trade like Chicago made, it's got to make you feel good. They wanted McDermott, and they've really been eyeing him throughout this whole process.
Yeah, you know, I might be off a little bit on this, but I think Chicago got like the 16th and the 19th pick, and they traded that to get McDermott.
And I think a second-rounder next year, too.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, good point, Doug. Okay, and but anyway, they want him bad, and I think that they're going to set some plays up for him. Because, you know, they need shooters. They've got a pretty good team. They've had some injuries, the Bulls have. But that's a good spot to land. I think that team has a chance, you know, to push for an NBA championship, Doug. I really do. And it depends on, like, where all these other players are going to end up, too, in the next 3 days or 4 days of some players that established players like LeBron James and wherever they decide to go and how many players are going to go where. But I think the Bulls have a chance to be good. And I was excited, too. And, you know, I kind of quit watching it once they took McDermott. I mean, I was still on the TV. Yeah. You know, it was still on, but I didn't have that interest. Like, hey, when are they going to take this guy? You know, I was kind of anticipating the two kids from Kansas, but I kind of kept waiting. And then when he did that, I watched it, and I saw some great big tall guys get drafted and go up and shake the hands, you know. And
it's getting a lot of play this morning, the young man from Baylor, Isaiah Austin, who would have been a first-round draft pick. And I have to be honest, I just don't know a whole lot about the story and the situation outside of just seeing what's happened here. I don't know what his disease does. I haven't even read that deep into it, so I'm not going to pretend that I do, but it's going to keep him out from playing basketball. And I remember I wasn't paying close enough attention. They pulled the guy out, and they got an NBA hat on him. I'm going, well, what's going on here? And then you realize what they're doing. And a big, big check mark from everybody in the country and every basketball fan around the world for that move yesterday by the commissioner in his first draft.
Yeah, I mean, it was a special interest situation where, you know, sometimes people do the right thing, you know, and that's exactly what he did. And I think you're right, for the commissioner to do something like that at that time was amazing. You know, there's been some times where in Major League Baseball, they've let some coaches go out and be recognized, you know, like coach first and third base. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been some situations where they've recognized a player, you know, at the All-Star game. So, yeah, there's been some times like that, too, but this was a very special moment.
So that's pretty cool last night. A couple of other ideas, sports stories, the United Bowl going on tomorrow night, and that's a part of our Midtown Mart cooler question. So let's knock that out here at the top of the show. Our Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topic. We asked you yesterday if the Nebraska Danger will upset Sioux Falls and win the United Bowl. Uh-oh, 56% said no. I'm in the 44% said yes. I just got a feeling that it's their time. They were so close last year. I think they're better this year. I think it's their time, and that game's tomorrow night at 7:05. And if you're in Grand Island, you can go watch the game at Bandits. We're going to be there with the Doug and Daddy Show again on Tuesday as we continue our summer tour at Bandits Sports Bar and Grill. Stop by and see them for lunch anytime. Open 7 days a week at Bandits with happy hour for you. And when you get done with work, when you get done with a round of golf, if you just need a little quick bite to eat, slide on in there. And then tomorrow night, 7:05, you can watch the game at Bandits. But our Midtown Mark cooler question for the weekend. The Big Ten presidents have endorsed 4-year full-cost scholarships for student-athletes. Which way do you prefer scholarships to be given out? Year by year, thus earning them every year? Or once you get it, it's yours? I think this is a very – there are so many sides of this situation here, Jimmy, and you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com because if you guarantee 4 years – It's just like guaranteeing a professional contract. What do you got to work for?
Yeah.
I mean, it's guaranteed for you. I also don't like to see – the problem with that is that if somebody hamstrings a kid, if he does play hard for you, if he does get hurt, if something happens in a Yankee scholarship, well, the coach ought to be slapped. Not – I mean, that's where the problem is. If you didn't have a coach or two that had done that, we wouldn't have to worry about this.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a two-way street here. You know, there's been some players that opt and go to the NFL draft. You know, they take a 4-year scholarship and then they go to the NFL draft or the NBA draft early. You know, so it's a two-way ticket. I think, you know, I guess right now I'd have to lean that you got to give a 4-year ride. You got to let them have the scholarship for 4 years if they're going to come all the way to your university and play. If you're good enough to play, hey, you know, here it is. It's a full ride. But see, in the NCAA, Doug, there's four sports, and you already know this, but in Division I, in football, volleyball, in women's and men's basketball, you have to give full rides. You can't give partial scholarships. You can't give a 60%er. Now, you can do that in baseball and softball and some of the other sports, but you can't do it in those four. In the NCAA Division I, they have to be full rides at this time when you don't get a half a ride.
Well, you can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. And one other kind of interesting sports note. Have you noticed Jabba Chamberlain might have an extra job now with the Detroit Tigers?
What does it say right now?
They've won 7 in a row because they won 6-0 last night. And since that last game with the Royals, where they snapped the Royals' 10-game winning streak, Jabba has been taking the lineup card up to the home plate umpire each game. And they're now 7-0 with him doing that.
I tell you what, I would continue to have him do that. No way. I mean, I'll tell you what, any type of a streak you got, you know, if you wear the same kind of socks and you're winning with those socks, just keep them on. I mean, don't change anything.
Well, we'll find out if they can continue to keep that going. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony Boone, Omaha World Herald, to talk about the Crawford-Gamboa fight, the six-man all-star coaches. We're live at the Kearney Country Club where the 2014 Kearney Catholic Foundation Tournament tees off at 12 noon. Doug Duda, Jim Langan back with you after this.
This is Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers. We would like to invite you to Hastings College for Mike Trader's Mid-America basketball camps on July 6th through the 9th. Camps are for boys and girls. For more information, go to www.traderscamp.com or call Coach Trader at 402-960-8011. Thank you.
Over 28,000 basketball campers have learned fundamentals and skill at Mike Trader's Mid-America basketball camps. Log on to traderscamp.com for more details.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Sax's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu, which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Breezy winds for today, along with some cloudiness. We'll also see some periods of sunshine. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 70.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We're live at the Kearney Country Club at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Andy from Midway going to join us a little bit later on in the show. Joining us on the show will be Wyoming head coach Matt Jensen and Nebraska head coach Dwayne Art as they get ready for the six-man All-Star game tomorrow hosted by Silver Lake. But just in time for the College World Series to wind down, there are more activities going on in Omaha. They had Dougie McDermott get drafted last night. Now the focus is back on boxing. And as we talked about earlier on the show, and we had Tony Boone with us after their first introductory press conference earlier this spring from the Omaha World Herald, we've got the big match between Gamboa and Crawford tomorrow night. Tony joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Mr. Boone.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Is the excitement level as high as it was when we talked last time right after the press conference?
Yeah, I think it is, and it's actually, you know, picked back up this week. Obviously, the College World Series going on and just finishing up on Wednesday night kind of took precedent over the fight, but you kind of saw it growing as we got into the championship series downtown when the marquees were up for the fight and people were walking around the College World Series parking lots, and you're like, wow, there's a world title fight coming here on Saturday night. So the buzz has just kind of continued as we switched sports throughout the week, and I know there were even people down at the CenturyLink Center lined up this morning still trying to be those last-second ticket buyers that are all of a sudden disappointed because they can't understand why there's no lower bowl tickets left for this fight. It's been on sale since May.
Hey, you know, the last time there was a heavyweight fight, Joe Frazier and Ron Standard, and there was a prohibitive favorite in that fight when they went in. Is there is one of the guys a prohibitive favorite with this fight or not?
Not really. I think the interesting thing about this is, you know, everyone here in Omaha is very pro Crawford, and they've kind of gotten back into boxing because Terrence has done so well. So they would see him as the local favorite. Gamboa is actually the guy that everyone knows a little bit more throughout the boxing community. Uriorkas was a 2004 Olympic gold medalist for Cuba. He defected and went on to become a unified champion in the featherweight division, which is two divisions lower than what he's fighting right now. At 126, he also won interim titles at 130 and at 135, which is the weight class that he and Crawford are fighting at this weekend. So he's more of the known commodity throughout boxing, whereas Crawford's kind of come onto the scene, at least at a national and maybe even international level, since he won over in Scotland earlier this year, within the last year and a half. So I'd say, you know, pretty much it's a pick 'em fight. If you ask people out there. I know that, like, as far as the casinos have gone in Vegas, they've put Crawford as about a 2-to-1 favorite for the fight. A lot of that has to do with his size. He is a little bit bigger than Gamboa as far as height and reach goes, and also the fact that he's fighting in his hometown, I think, has a lot to do with it. But I think the people that really know a lot about boxing can see this thing going either way.
Tony Boone with us from the Omaha World Herald here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you from the Kearney Country Club on this Friday. Tony Boone, let me ask you about Gamboa. Let's take that other side here. Where does he have an advantage in this match?
Well, I think the two things that really stand out are first of all, that Gamboa is exceptionally quick, both hand speed and with his footwork. That's where how he's got to the level that he's at. He was just always so much faster than the guys that he had. And for a little guy, he has a lot of power. So he's like sneaky fast because you don't expect that. And you don't expect that much power coming from a guy who's that small. I mean, he's like 5'5" and a half. Crawford stands about 5'8". So he's kind of a smaller guy, but yet his quickness has really allowed him to dominate his opponents in the past, almost to the point where sometimes it looks like he even gets bored during the fight. The other thing is an experience. You know, he's fought hundreds of amateur fights. He obviously was at the Olympic level and won a gold medal for his country, and he's fought 8 world title fights before this at other weight classes, whereas this will only be Crawford's second world fight ever. So I think if you're looking at any advantages for Gamboa, it's maybe the physical speed, although Crawford's very fast himself, and certainly the one advantage that he certainly has over Crawford in a big way is just the experience in world title fights.
Right. Hey, Jim Langan again here. Hey, you're talking about his speed and quickness. I would think that both fighters would be extremely quick. Is that correct, or is the one guy quite a bit quicker?
No, I think it's pretty close. I think that maybe Crawford, because he's a longer fighter, I mean, he's tall and he has extremely long arms for a lightweight, for a 135-pounder. So I think people maybe don't recognize right away that, you know, this guy's really fast with his hands, too. Just because, you know, it looks more smooth because he's a longer guy, whereas Gamboa is more of a compacted guy. He's almost like a mini Mike Tyson. If you think about the way Tyson looked in his prime, where he was just stocky and really built physically, that's the way Gamboa looks, just in a smaller body, whereas Crawford looks more like the longer, leaner fighter. And I think that people don't give Crawford maybe the credit for being as fast with his hands as what he is. He just looks really fluid and smooth whenever he throws punches.
What's the future if Crawford wins this? What's next for him? Obviously, everybody in Nebraska and Omaha wants to see him get this win, and it's going to be on HBO. But you've got to get, in this day and age, really, really up there to have the nation notice you. How far is he away if he wins this fight?
Well, I think it's kind of funny that you asked that because, you know, boxing has changed from the time that when Stander and Frazier fought, and I had a chance to talk to Ronnie a little bit about this yesterday. He and I have spoken on the phone probably 4 or 5 times over the last couple of days. I saw him at the press conference. He even actually called me earlier this morning. You know, when he fought Frazier, there was the World Heavyweight Championship, where now there's more divisions, there's more belts. You know, it's harder to really become a star, and a lot of times when you become a star in boxing, you know, titles don't even matter anymore. When you're Floyd Mayweather or you're Manny Pacquiao or you're Tim Bradley, you're one of these top 10 fighters in the world. You know, what weight class you're in and what belt you have really doesn't matter. It's all about the money, the fight, and the audience. And Crawford right now is on the verge of becoming that. This is one of those fights that Gamboa and Crawford each have kind of set for themselves as kind of a launching pad to the next phase of that career. Gamboa's been on the cusp of being like a top 10 fighter in the world for years now. He just hasn't been as active in recent years, whereas Crawford now is really getting a chance to face a known commodity for the first time. And with all the talk with Crawford's promoter and with his manager yesterday, Cameron Duncan, who's handled a lot of world-class fighters, and including some of those I just mentioned a moment ago, they really see this as a launching pad for Crawford. If he wins this fight, he could be maybe a top 10 fighter in the world, or at least considered one of those type guys. And they're talking about maybe even giving up the belt that he has at 135, moving up to the 140-pound division, which has a few more named fighters. His division really is him and Gamboa and a bunch of guys that no one's ever heard of, even though there are some good fighters in there. The named guys are at the division above them, and I think that if Crawford would get through on Saturday night, that he would then move up and maybe be on some more high-level HBO-caliber fights against guys that, you know, other people that follow boxing will have known.
How about the undercard, Tony? What's that look like tomorrow?
I think it's kind of funny because I actually was disappointed when I first saw it because I'm like, wow, you know, we had such a buzz about the start of the fight, and there was talk about Juan Diaz, who used to be the unified title holder in this division, being on this card, and we thought that like maybe this was almost like a semifinal scenario where the Crawford-Gamboa winner could fight the former champion Diaz in the fall. Well, Diaz didn't end up on the card, but as it's kind of turned out, I think we have a lot of guys on the card that are going to be guys that 2 or 3 years down the road, we're going to be like, oh, wow, yeah, we saw that guy fight in Omaha. The main one, I guess, that's sticking out to me is a guy named Matt Korobov. He is a fighter from Russia. He was a 2008 Olympian, and he lives and trains in Florida. He's actually trained by a former U.S. Silver medalist who won a silver medal in the 1976 Games in Montreal for the United States. That was the same team that had Sugar Ray Leonard and those kind of people. His name is Charles Mooney. Korobov is a middleweight, fights at 160 pounds, really stacked fighter, and just by watching YouTube videos of him, because that's the only way we've really seen him fight, he hasn't been on national TV before, just a hellacious body puncher, really commits to working the body and has a tendency to just kind of break guys that he's fighting down. And he's fighting another guy, and this is the actually the first fight that's going to be on HBO. There's 9 fights in total, but there's 2 on HBO on Saturday night. He's fighting Jose Utcatui, who is coming from Mexico. He's actually a Venezuelan fighter, also undefeated, really long, lean fighter who has a size advantage as far as height and reach over Korobov. So I think that could be a really, really interesting bout, because here you have a longer guy with a lot of knockouts and a guy that really commits to his punches and hits hard to the body against a guy that has a big target, because the fighter from Venezuela is just so much taller and leaner than what Korobov is. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I was actually kind of surprised at some of the access we got to some of the fighters this week. I actually spent a good 20 minutes with Korobov just standing in the corner of the gym the other day talking about boxing.
Well, it's definitely a unique event, and if Terrence Bud Crawford can continue to win, it will only grow the sport, I'm sure. Here in Nebraska, we've got a good base with the Quintana Boys and their boxing club here in Kearney and in the Tri-Cities, but you're just kind of stagnant right now, so if we can get something to kickstart it, I know that a lot of folks will be excited. So, Tony, here it is. Give me your prediction. What happens tomorrow night?
Well, I'm going to stick to what I said all along. I think Crawford wins this thing. I don't know that there'll be a knockout of any kind. Gamboa does have a tendency to get himself off balance and get knocked down during fights. He's always been able to come back and win those fights. So I don't know if I necessarily see a knockout in any scenario, but you know, although with boxing, you know, that's always the potential thing here. But Crawford's length and reach, I think, are just going to be too much. I just have a hard time thinking that Gamboa is going to be able to continually provide some kind of offense. Crawford's just so slick, and he moves so well in the ring that even if Gamboa is pressing the action, I just don't see a way that Bud can't keep him away, especially just using the jab.
All right, buddy. We'll have fun tomorrow. We appreciate your insight, giving us the knowledge on Nebraska's first championship fight in 42 years. So we'll be reading about it on Sunday, Tone.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's really exciting time. I talked with the people from HBO who are in Nebraska for the first time, you know, ever this weekend, and they were super excited to be here, and they actually acted like they want to come back sometime soon. So maybe this is just the first of a few.
Sounds good. Hey, Tony, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the fight.
You bet.
Tony Boone, Omaha World Herald, Bottom Line, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And, again, Nebraskans get behind winners. They get behind anything that's going on. And if Crawford can win this and bring some excitement to Nebraska, who knows? Who knows, Jimmy?
Yeah, I hope the thing doesn't end in a draw. I want to have a winner here. You
we've
know,
had I've too seen, many draws at the too World many, Cup.
Yeah, we've had too many 0-0 ties and et cetera, but 1-1s. But you know what? It is exciting, and I'm going to be interested in the outcome of the fight.
Well, tomorrow night, HBO, check it out. And that'll be in Omaha if you get a chance to go down. Troutman's Quality Meats, whether you're getting ready for the 4th of July or just a great weekend to grill out, Carrie is making garlic sausage, and by popular demand, just in time for the 4th of July, cherry bomb brats are back. The perfect combination of sweet, sour, and hot. So when you're having your 4th of July barbecues and shooting off fireworks, grill it right with Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. East Highway 30 in Kearney, where their USDA Choice certified Angus beef and quality steaks are always aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. When you're going to do it right with Troutman's Quality Meats. I said fireworks in there, too. Jimmy, probably the last quiet night for quite some time across the Tri-Cities. Fireworks go on sale in Kearney. It's different for every town, but in Kearney tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
You'll be up at baseball, Memorial Field, and you'll hear that be going on out in the parking lot. Kids aren't going to be chasing foul balls anymore. Well, they might, so they can go get some fireworks.
Well, I'm glad we're celebrating this 4th of July victory, you know, since 1776. I'm glad we're still celebrating. And if we could just get one more day of this, you know what I mean, we could do some more fireworks. It'd just be real thrilling for me in the morning.
Well, that's what's going on. What's going on here at the Kearney Country Club is the annual Kearney Catholic Foundation Golf Scramble. We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, preview the six-man all-star game between Nebraska and Wyoming with the head coaches Dwayne Art and Matt Jensen. It's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Keno, you can call it plain Keno. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Keno parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on! Let the games begin.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
This is the very last week to save 30% on all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Hurry in. This is the last week of the sale. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. Get 30% off all weight loss products this week only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food, full bar, keno, and simulcast racing. Saturday night at 7:05, watch the Nebraska Danger take on the Sioux Falls Storm for the IFL Championship. Game time specials, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, $3.50. Coors or Miller Lite cans for $1.50. Pitchers, $5. Race to the finish line Saturday night for Danger Championship football.
And welcome back, Doug and Danny Show, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on ESPN Radio at the Kearney Country Club, where the annual Kearney Catholic Foundation Golf Scramble is going to tee off here at 12 noon. The crowd showing up, and man, Jimmy, I'm looking at some of these people, and I'm hoping they're just caddies.
Well, I saw a referee walk by. You see the guy with, I didn't know you even had a referee for golf. Some referee went by, but I'll tell you one thing. The more I look at this, maybe I should have played, because some of these guys, I know I can out-putt them for sure.
Well, I'm looking at some of the talent here that's putting their golf bags on their golf carts, and I know we will not finish in dead last. Team ESPN will not finish in dead last. Well, Cindy Richter, she runs the whole Kearney Catholic Foundation, and she is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Busy morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Well, it's fun. Anything to get out of that stuffy office that we have to stay into. It's got to be fun for you too, getting out of the office.
It is. It's a great day at the Kearney Country Club, and we're excited to be able to tee off here at noon and have a great day of golf on the to support tuition assistance at Kearney Catholic.
Talk about that, Cindy. Every organization has a different kind of fundraiser. Golf, we're shooting sporting clays, we have a banquet. I mean, everybody has a little something different. Golf, obviously, very popular. Talk about where the monies from this scramble does go and how it helps Kearney Catholic.
The Kearney Catholic Foundation is very fortunate that we have numerous scholarships set up for tuition assistance. And one of our tuition assistance scholarships is the Jerry Liveringhouse Memorial Scholarship. That was started by a friends of Jerry after he passed away and his children attended Kearney Catholic. And we've just continued the tradition. So all the proceeds from today's tournament support the tuition assistance program. And over the last year, it's touched the lives of over 20 students at Kearney Catholic.
And this is just one of many ways to help the students at Kearney Catholic, obviously, in November, your biggest fundraiser. Talk about what you got to do to get ready for each one of these events. And you've got a lot of sponsors, a lot of volunteers that help you out.
We do. We're very blessed that the community supports education at Kearney Catholic and in the community. This week has been a busy week. We started off our gold dinner and auction brainstorming party, and that'll be held on November 21st. And we also we'll start promoting our raffle. We have a 1989 Chevrolet convertible Corvette that we'll be raffling off here. So I have your ticket form for you to go ahead and purchase as well.
I'm ready.
And then we also have our all-school reunion this weekend as well. And we are very fortunate that our alumni support the school and through our campaigns. Even today, we're fortunate that Taco John's is our food sponsor. They're alumni of Kearney Catholic, and they're very supportive of the community. We have First National Bank. I can name off a number of sponsors, from Five Points Bank, Sorensen Group, alumni of Kearney Catholic, USA Steak Buffet, Rick Smith for Farm Bureau. Karen Speedwash is sponsoring the punting contest today. But really, we at the Kearney Catholic Foundation, we support the school with the operating budget, and we're fortunate that our sponsors and our donors do support as much as they do.
Yeah, I was going to say that in the central Nebraska area, the golf tournaments have always been able to raise money, and the Kearney people have always been willing to donate their time, and they've also been willing to really help out with these tournaments. And I appreciate what you're doing here, too, for these kids. I was a high school principal for, 17 years, and it's nice to have some tuition assistance for these kids that can go to the school that they want to go to and be able to afford it.
That is. Kearney Catholic's an asset to the community, and we don't want to turn students away because of the tuition. And so the parish's support and the tuition assistance support really lets everyone be able to attend if they'd like.
Cindy, before we let you get back to getting these golfers out on the course here, you mentioned it's alumni weekend. Maybe they're getting in late, couldn't be here at the golf tournament, but they want to help. They want to know more about the foundation. How can they contact you or a website where they can learn more?
Our website has the information, and that's kchsfoundation.org, or they can always call my cell phone at 627-6456. We are doing school tours tomorrow from 10 to 12, and we invite the community to come out to see our brand new science rooms, as well as see what we have going on at the school.
Well, it's been a good year. I know we talk more athletics, but Omaha World Herald gave Kearney Catholic their Class C All Sports Award. They finished second behind SCOTUS in the U.S. Cellular Cup from the NSAA. So in the classroom, on the field, on the courts, Kearney Catholic's getting it done.
It is. We always like to toot our horn on our academic side. So that's we're always in the paper and on the radio about the athletic side, but it's really the scholarships the students receive as they go on to college and are in the community that we're proud of.
Well, if you could tell me when the spelling bee is, we'll come up and take care of the spelling bee too, because that would be fun.
In May, M-A-Y.
Cindy, thanks so much for the time, and have a fun day.
Thanks.
Cindy Richter with the Kearney Catholic Foundation joining us here. And we'll switch gears over to football. Dwayne Art, they've just finished off another practice at Jimmy Langan. They're getting ready for the six-man all-star game, Nebraska and Wyoming. And Silver Lake coach Dwayne Art gives us a little time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How was practice this morning?
Good morning. It was a little bit damp. We had a little mist in the air. Nice cool morning, though. The boys enjoyed that.
This was like a week 8 practice weather-wise, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of nice that the heat has stayed away for the last 3 days.
Dwayne, we talked when you were named and the roster came out back in May about the All-Star Game, and we talked with Coach Jensen about all the festivities you guys get to be a part of. What's it been like having this group of All-Stars to work with here over the last couple days?
It's been a lot of fun. You get, you know, you coach high school sports, you get what you get from your schools, but now when you got kids that are all top, supposed to be top-notch kids, it's kind of fun to get them together and do some stuff, and they're great kids because, you know, you don't get to know these kids, and then you get them together like this, and we take them swimming, and we're taking them bowling, and we're doing a lot of stuff. Everybody's getting to know each other, and we just have a really good time.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langen here. I know in six man, everybody's eligible for a pass. All the things that are different a little bit. It's first down and 15. There's some special rules. Usually in All-Star games, they have special rules too. Is there anything? I couldn't think of anything you'd have to do any different. But is there any special rules, like no blitzing or anything like that?
Nope, we're playing just like a normal season game. It's everything's like it would be if we were going out on a Friday night.
Dwayne Arndt of Silver Lake. He's also the Nebraska head coach for this week, which is quite an honor, of course, coming off the state championship. Dwayne, how did this all come together, and what makes it work between Nebraska and Wyoming to have this event?
I guess that here a few years ago, there's some of the six-man coaches out west that were at a clinic and got to talking with Wyoming coaches and decided to come up with this All-Star game. And from the last 3 years, I was a part of it last year as an assistant, and it seems to be working very well. And both parties, both states seem to be very satisfied with how it keeps running.
Back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, not only are they the best of the state, but some of them are your kids too. Talk about where you've got Zach and Austin kind of slated and what their plan is for the game tomorrow.
Well, we've got Austin that will be at center, our starting center for us tomorrow. He did a great job for us this year. He's a great blocker. He's got a lot of quickness and some power, and he can catch the ball downfield when he needs to. Zach will probably be starting at a defensive end, and he plays that position very well. He knows it very well, and he's a quick kid that's a really good tackler.
Hey, Coach, one other thing I was going to ask. When you get into the snapping of the football, a lot of people that haven't been to a six-man game, explain that to what they have to do when they snap the ball.
Well, if they take a direct snap to the quarterback, to whoever, he's got to turn and pitch it to someone else before they can advance it across the line of scrimmage on a run. Now, you don't have to pitch the ball if you're going to pass the ball, but it kind of handcuffs the guy that's running around for his life back there that the defense is chasing him down. So that was one of the big things the first year that we had to adjust to. But these kids that have played this a long time, they know what's going on, and they do it really well.
You don't have a lot of time, Coach, to mix and match these kids together, and that's what Coach Jensen says. I'm just trying to get them all on the same page. Have you got a good mixture? Do you got enough linemen, enough running backs, enough quarterbacks on this team?
Yeah, I tell you what, we got a good mix of all those kids. Yesterday at practice, I said, who kicks off? We had one kid raise his hand, and I said, who can punt? We had one kid raise his hand, and it's like, well, geez, looks like we might be onside in a lot kind of thing, As for the special, like quarterbacks, running backs, the end and stuff, we've got plenty of those kids, and it's just kind of our special teams that you really kind of hunt and try to find somebody that can do the best they can do.
Dwayne, I know all the small communities that make up Silver Lake Public Schools and have helped out in putting this together, and they've been really good supporters of Mustang sports no matter what the occasion is. But many of them probably haven't seen a lot of these kids that aren't St. Edward or Silver Lake kids, excuse me. Who are a couple of the kids that have been All-Staters that they will definitely recognize tomorrow and notice?
Oh, they'll probably recognize the Hoover kid from Hyannis who ran all over the place against us in the finals game. We got a couple kids down from St. Ed that they may recognize. Sioux County, I know they'll recognize the kid that we got down from there because we played them 2 years ago when they sent us home. We got a good group of mixture of kids. Now, there's a lot of them from teams that we never played and, you know, you never really kind of hear of, but there's some good athletes here.
And as I asked Matt, it's hard to scout. Did you worry about scouting Wyoming at all?
No, we're just kind of taking it like we're going to run our stuff, and we're going to just try to react to what they're doing and just go play football.
Well, let's hope it's a beautiful day, and if it does rain, just enough to cool it down, and we can get a good football game in tomorrow. Dwayne, we appreciate your time, and, hey, congratulations. Continue to have fun with this.
Thank you.
That's Dwayne Hart, head coach Silver Lake, the state six-man champions. Of course, that happened right here at Foster Field in Kearney last November, and he is the head coach of the Nebraska six-man All-Stars who are playing Wyoming. The kickoff tomorrow is set for 1 o'clock, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but even if you're just kind of in the area, swing by, it's pretty cool, especially if you've never seen six-man.
Yeah, you know, the six-man game is kind of exciting, and what's really exciting about it to me is if you're in lineman, hey, you know what? You might catch a touchdown pass that game, you know. And you know if you're playing 11-man, the only way you're going to get a touchdown is if one of your teammates screws up and you get to jump on a fumble in the end zone. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be on your toes because when a screen in six-man could be a screen to the center. And if you're not paying attention, the fans are going to be going, what? That's the greatest part. Somebody that's never seen a six-man game, when they dump that screen over the middle to the 280-pound center, you try and bring him down, people. It doesn't matter if he's fast. Try and bring him down.
You know, you only got six guys that can do it.
That's right.
If they all jump on him, you still only got, yeah. I would imagine in practice, that was something after a while the ninth grader said, hey, I'm done with that play. You know, the first time that 280, I'll tackle him once, but now we're not going to do that every day.
Well, don't if you have problems bringing down an offensive guard, we don't want you having problems with the weather bringing down your crops. T&L Irrigation, make sure that the heat of the summertime does not wilt your crops. New from T&L Irrigation and AgSense is the Precision Link, enabling web-based pivot control. It's that day and age where you can be anywhere. At the golf course, on the lake, camping, and with your phone or your laptop computer or whatever it is that you've got GPS on, you can run your pivot systems. Precision Link works in combination with the PPC3 to let you manage your pivot with your computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. Pivot, start and stop. The direction, the application rate and speed, and water pump control, just a few of the features that are available. Find out more from your local T&L dealer or go to TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation, worldwide headquarters in Hastings, serving all of the United States and more than 65 countries worldwide. Coming up, we're going to have Andy slide in here from Midway. Matt Jensen from Wyoming All-Stars will take us to the top of the hour to kind of wrap things up. A couple other sports notes I just wanted to get your opinion on, Jim Langan. Bob Stoops got a raise. It's a minimal raise. The Oklahoma football coach gets a minimal raise from $5 to $5.25 million.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now you've got a little extra spending money. You
know what I mean? Fireworks.
Yeah, he gets a little more spending money. Hey, he could probably, with that extra .25, if he wants to, he wants to get a nice big screen TV for the World Cup, he could do that. You know, and now, you know, I mean, so I think it's just an incentive, you know what I mean, to show, hey, we're trying to keep up with the other universities, so we're not behind sometime when somebody like a Vanderbilt comes up with a bunch of money and says, hey, we want to win a national championship in all of our sports now.
Also, congratulations to Charlie Bosselman, named the IFL Executive of the Year as the Nebraska Danger. Get ready for the championship game tomorrow night. And again, best of luck to them. I think that's going to cover just about everything. The rain delay has slowed down the Nebraska match play final down at the Lincoln Country Club. It is Carson Shockey of Omaha who won the Class A high school title in 12 and 13 at Creighton Prep and is now at Iowa, taking on Bryce Brown of Lincoln, who won the Class A title for Lincoln Southwest in 2010 and plays at Kansas. Both Riley and Josh Reinertsen were the Elite Eight yesterday. Riley lost to Brown 5-4 in the quarters, and then unfortunately Josh had to concede his semifinal match to Carson Shockey due to illness. The rain stopped play after they had finished 13 holes, and he was very sick from about three holes on. He tried to go back out when they resumed play, lost the hole, didn't feel good. They took him to the hospital, and what a way to go out. But still, a great run, and now it's down to Shockey and Brown playing for the title today.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that, Doug. I mean, this is the first time I heard about that at all. That's too bad that happened. What do you think of the World Cup? United States is gets to play. It's good that we get to continue to go on.
You know, here's my feeling, and okay, Here's what I've said. It's kind of like that boxing. The only way the general sports fan is going to keep interest is if they do well, and that means do better than they've been doing. Here's the way I guess I feel. the United States doesn't beat Belgium, then it doesn't matter that they got out of pool play.
Okay.
They need to beat Belgium, get to the round of eight, keep the sport talked about for another week, and have a little bit more excitement about the sport. It has got to the point where people are watching and people are paying attention, but they really haven't done anything. They scored in the first 30 seconds of the World Cup against Ghana, and then they let, I mean, Portugal get a couple. They made mistakes to let Portugal tie it. Yesterday's game was very lethargic. It was very boring. I'm sorry, it was, until the United States actually got a couple of kicks there in extra time. And even if they tied it, it wouldn't have made any difference. Germany still would have won the group. But they did what they needed to do. They were not there. They were there to not get blown out. And I think they're fine from what it sounds like. I don't know anything about it, but I'm just going by what the pros say playing Belgium. So Tuesday 3 here on ESPN Radio. But they need to win that, Jimmy. They need to win that. If we're going to be talking about it for a whole year and as much emphasis is put on it, they need to win that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, when they went in there, they didn't even know if they'd get out of the pool play. You know what I mean? I mean, the people that were talking about it said they probably would not. They thought that Portugal and Germany were by far the better team. So it was good that we did get out. But I agree with you. You got to go. You know, to me, you got to, if you reach the Final Four, hey, people are going to be talking about it. You've done something amazing when you get to the Final Four.
Well, we need to get ready for our last break here. We're going to throw some clubs on a cart. Jimmy, you're going to enjoy a little bit of time off, and then you got a lot of Kearney American Legion baseball this weekend.
Yep, going to do that. In fact, Doug, I'm going to watch two games and then umpire two in Grand Island on Saturday, so I'm going to have a busy day. But then Sunday, we'll come back. Who is this guy that we got now?
Damon Day has arrived with his USA chant.
Damon, you know, usually you co-host, but why don't you just say a word or two here?
How are we going to do today?
We're going to do well. We're going to do well.
The wind is good.
I got the stinger worked out low. Trajectory with your ball control and your ball striking abilities, I don't see any reason why.
You better get up to the range right now.
I am a little nervous that you're just going to go in that first one a little cold.
I think you can go talk to everybody. That's usually the best shot of the day for me, the first one.
There you go.
It only goes downhill from there.
Good deal.
You guys, you got Roseberry and Bedke. I just don't know. Doug, how many shots are they going to use of yours here today?
I'm putting first, and if they don't give you the three-footers, I got a shot.
Okay, there you go.
Damon, go get us ready, okay? Are you predicting victory?
What's that?
Can we win this thing? Are you predicting victory?
You know, today's just a good day to go out and have some fun.
Yeah, there's no Calcutta today, right? No Calcutta.
Hey, Jimmy, have a great weekend.
All right, take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
Getting ready for the weekend. Andy from Midway Auto Dealerships is in studio with us. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and, of course, thinkmidway.com. Go! Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
You kind of threw me off there. You could kind of see the old you could see both of my brain cells working there when I was trying to
figure out. How come you're not out here on the golf course with us today?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Quit taking time off. You got to have some more time.
I know. Me and you both discussed this. I've been a little under the weather last week, and I had to miss a couple key days. It actually couldn't have been any worse. Chad, our sales manager, is up in Canada fishing with his father, and we just promoted Nick to manager, and then I get sick, and we're like, hey, Nick, here's the keys to the ship. Make sure you keep her straight, buddy. But
and he did. He's a pro.
He did a great job. But, yeah, got some really cool stuff going on. One of the big things we've been talking about, and you're going to hear a lot more about it over this next month, is that Midway Extreme giveaway. We're going to be giving away a motorcycle. Absolutely gorgeous. It was on that was on the front page of the Midway Minute. And then also a skydive with the Skydive Atlas Corn Fed Boogie team out there in Holdridge. But just an absolutely awesome opportunity. You don't have to buy a car to go ahead and get registered for this. Visit us on our Facebook at Think Midway Facebook page. And then also visit us just at our regular webpage, which is thinkmidway.com. And then there is a little extra incentive if you do go ahead and buy a car. We're kind of biased like that. That's what we do for a living. But when you do go ahead and purchase a vehicle, you're going to get qualified for 20 extra entries. And when you do any service work with us at either of the service departments or the locations, you're going to get 5 extra entries. But a lot of cool stuff going on right now. We're trying to close out the month, really trying to go ahead and finish up with the bang. Only a couple of days left, and I'll tell you, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, all of these products have been absolutely hot, having one of our best new car months we've had in a long time. Great incentives right now on the 14 Silverados. Those are really starting to take off. I believe the build-out is done on the 14 Silverados, so they won't be building any more of the 14 light-duty Silverados. The 15s will start to start to make them. And then, you know, you still got the 15 3/4 tons and the 1 tons. great selection of cars. I know that I just filled up the other day, and it's weird. I don't know why I'm surprised, but hey, it's 4th of July, and I look at the gas pump, and I'm like, man, that's weird. Gas prices are getting high. They are. We know it's going to happen.
Shocker.
It's going to happen every time of the year. So what we're telling you is if it is something where it is affecting your life and you want to go ahead and get into something more fuel efficient, more economical, take a look at the Impala, the Malibu, the Cruze, the Spark, the Sonic, Regal, LaCrosse. I could go on for days about all these great vehicles out here. And let's not forget also about the old Highline that we have, the old Cadillac. Got some Escalades that are coming, and it's amazing how beautiful these things are. And I know that people are going to think I'm crazy, but they're not staying on the lot that long. There's a lot of people that have been waiting for this completely redesigned Escalade, and when they're hitting the ground, there's people that are literally here, and they're waiting for them. So make sure you contact somebody there at Midway. Give them your information, and if you do have any intentions of wanting to look at any of these vehicles, sometimes it's best for us to just contact you when they get here, because the last thing is you don't want to go ahead and miss out on it, because there's a lot of great deals, a lot of big things going on. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, come see Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague, John Ricker, the whole gang down there. We'd love to go ahead and get you taken care of.
That's what they do. They take care of you, the customer. Andy, have a great weekend, man.
Hey, you too, Doug.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Every day, you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
It's coming fast. This year's premier summer concert series, the Adams County Fair Fest, July 16th through the 19th in Hastings. Check out this incredible lineup. The legendary Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Lee Bryce, the Casey Donahue Band with Aaron Watson, and Thomas Rhett. That's a ton of talent for one Fair Fest. Get tickets for this year's Adams County Fair Fest three ways at the Adams County Box Office in Hastings, online at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com, or call 402-462-3247.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show as we wind down this Friday and another week. We'll be into July before you even know it. Monday on the program, Dante Rodriguez, who is qualifying for the U.S. Junior World National Team, headed to Croatia later this summer. Got a little fundraiser, but we're going to talk with him on Monday. We'll find out more about his trip, and he gets ready to go to Iowa State to do some training. So he'll join us Monday. Plus, Kearney soccer coach Scott Steinbrück has spent a lot of time down at the World Cup, so we'll get a chance to catch up with him again, what the experience was like, and what he's looking forward to as the United States plays again on Tuesday. But if you're out and about for lunch this weekend, getting around to the baseball tournaments, running the kids around, or even as you hit the road for the 4th of July weekend, pack the cooler with great sandwiches from Big Daly's Deli across from Duncan Field in Hastings, or, of course, Top of the Hill in Kearney at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Try one of their large combo meals. Big Daly's Deli offers many other menu items with soup, salad. You can put together their combo pack and have a meal deal, cookies, fruit cups, get your soda, get your drink, and you are ready to go. The great thing about Big Daly's Deli is you can get the sandwich on any bread you want, hot or cold, all the toppings you want, all the dressings you want, and it is so, so good. Something that's going to please everyone in the family. So, Big Daly's Deli, the place today or any day, across from Duncan Field in Hastings and Top of the Hill in Kearney.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, it is the six-man All-Star game between Nebraska and Wyoming. We've had a chance to talk with Dwayne Art, who's coaching the Nebraska team. Matt Jensen is the head coach of the Wyoming team, and he gives us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And they're having all kinds of fun, it sounds like, right now. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's a fun experience, and it's great to be hanging out with great coaches and great folks. We'll see.
Well, Matt, let's find out a little bit, because I'll have to admit, even though I've got some family out in Wyoming, every state's a little bit different. Tell us what six-man football in the regular season, number of schools that participate, what's it like in the state of Wyoming?
Six-man football in the state of Wyoming, we have 16 total teams. It's divided out east and west, and we play exactly the same amount of games in the regular season and as you guys in Nebraska, and our playoff systems are very similar. I do know that there was a lot of looking into it when Wyoming started six-man football and how Nebraska handled it. So a lot of similarities between the two states.
Matt, does Wyoming pick their team like Nebraska? Were you guys the state champions? I guess tell the folks what high school you're at and kind of the process that way.
In Wyoming, the state championship coach has the opportunity to be the head coach of the team, and we choose three assistant coaches, and traditionally it's always been one assistant from your staff, and then you get to choose two other coaches from the state, and I chose Dave Tremblay from DuBois and Ken Schweider from Midwest. They both have experience coaching in the two previous games. They're great coaches, and I tell you what, we wouldn't be where we're at right now without their help and expertise in this game and their great coaching ability.
And what about the selection process for the kids? Is your roster exactly the same amount as Nebraska, and how do you guys go about choosing?
Yeah, we got together as a coaching staff and determined what type of players we had in the state, what type of offense and defense we wanted to run, and basically selected that way. Unfortunately, in Wyoming this year, we had a lot of kids. We weren't able to bring as many kids as we would like, just because we had quite a bit of talent this year.
When you play an All-Star game in Nebraska, we have the Shrine game, we have the eight-man game, and those are Nebraska kids going against Nebraska kids. So the coaches and the players are somewhat familiar with each other. I can't imagine that you're familiar with Nebraska, except that six-man football is pretty much the same. Do you have to worry about scouting this game at all?
Well, you really can't scout. I mean, I guess you can a little bit by looking at who's going to be coaching it, maybe what type of offense and defenses they run. But, it's always – you never know. And you always throw in special stuff for these games. But, you really just got to preach fundamentals and get kids aligned in the right position, and just rely on their athletic ability. That's what made them all-stars, is that they have that natural ability to read offenses and defenses and to adapt.
We're talking with Matt Jensen. He's the head coach of the Wyoming six-man All-Stars, competing against the Nebraska All-Stars. Kickoff tomorrow is set for 1 o'clock. Coach, for the fans that are going to come out and watch this, who are a couple of the real special Wyoming kids that maybe you're going to ask to do a lot tomorrow?
Well, I think probably the three players that I look to, just being the offense and defensive players of the year, are going to be Cam Ray from Midwest, Sterling Baker from DuBois, and Seth Bennett from Atiti. Tremendous players, and they're all going to go on and do some tremendous things in the future at the next level. So, those three guys I really look to as the kids are going to get a lot of reps and to kind of lead the rest of it. But, the one thing this year that we have is we've got depth. We got a ton of kids that are going to be out there and going to be ready to play. Wyoming's a small state, and they've been, hammering each other for 4 years, and now they get the opportunity to kind of come together, and for some of them, it'll be the last football game they play, so they'll be chomping at the bit to get out there and have some fun and just let it all out for the state of Wyoming.
Matt, how did all this get started? What brought Nebraska and Wyoming together for this game?
You know, I'm not the guy to answer that question. This is my first year in Matisse. It's actually my first year coaching six-man football. So I just know, from the stories of the other coaches, I know that even though it's kind of a young and budding rivalry, even though the Wyoming's won the first two games, they've both been nail biters and down to the wire, just kind of a tremendous game. So, we're looking to have a good competitive game and, hopefully continue that winning streak.
Talk with Matt Jensen here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Matt, you kind of lead me into my next question. Here in Kearney, we're fortunate to host the six-man state championship game at UNK's Foster Field every year. But six-man is a different game. I've said for years you may have to be more athletic to play six-man than 8 and 11. Everybody's eligible. You got to tackle better in the open field. And as you just said, your first year at six-man, talk about some of the challenges of being a successful six-man program.
Well, I mean, like any six-man program, I think, you're always a little bit low on numbers. So I think one of the best ways to have a good team is to stay healthy. You got to be able to adapt. You might have some kids that are bigger and you might need to run some more power football, or you might have some small, speedy kids, and you need to be spread it out a little bit. But I think just adaptation is probably the key to success in six-man.
Just got a couple of moments left here with the Matt Jensen talking about tomorrow's six-man all-star football game. Coach, it's more than just practicing in the game. What are some of the things you've been able to do in your brief time here in Nebraska?
Last night, we actually showed up a little bit late yesterday afternoon, and we were able to get out and practice, but then we came back and kind of introduced ourselves to the Nebraska team, and they got to get out. They actually had a couple games of competitive kickball, and we're on our way now to go swimming over at the water park in Hastings, and as I know, tomorrow night we're heading out and we're going to do a little bit of bowling. So it's just good camaraderie amongst the two teams and coaching staffs, and the hospitality has been great. I tell you what, Silver Lake has done a tremendous job of feeding us and putting us up. Coach, they've just done a tremendous job, and everybody's happy and smiling and having a good time.
Matt, here in Nebraska, the game of six-man just a couple, 3 years ago was down to only about 9 or 10 teams, and with consolidation and schools closing and just athletes in general going out, Nebraska's six-man is growing. Is that the case in Wyoming? Is six-man growing, or is it shrinking right now?
Well, the last couple of years, it's fluctuated. We've had teams join and kind of move back because their enrollment's kind of right on the bubble. I do know that some of the teams that have played, they really enjoy it. One of the things that I know a lot of schools are trying to go to is to possibly to do some of those interstate games. I know up in the TC, we were part of the Montana League at one time, and you're always trying to plug those holes in your schedules with the teams that might have buys in other states, like a Montana. I know it's down south, a little snake along the border of Colorado. There's some six-man schools there that, they have the opportunity to play. So, it's been a tremendous ride my first year. We went down to Texas and played down there. And we have kids that are going up with a bunch of Texas kids playing in the Can-Am Bowl actually next week. So, the six-man community is kind of a tight-knit community nationwide. It does offer something for these kids in small schools to really kind of cling on to and to be able to go out and play football for their community.
And, Matt, finally, anytime a coach gets to coach in an all-star game, they usually can take something back to their own program, whether it's football, basketball, volleyball, doesn't matter what it is. Are you finding that you're learning a couple things that you'll be able to use next year?
Oh, definitely. Like I said before, one of the great things is that I get to ask some of the best coaches in the state to be part of the staff, and just coaching with them and seeing some of the things that they do in their practices. Just like the kids, I'm learning every single down, every single play, every single drill that we do. So, you just got to keep learning, no matter how old you get, and keep adapting, keep moving forward.
Well, it should be a fun game. Everything kicks off Saturday at 1 o'clock and a lot of festivities that have been going along with it. So, Matt, we appreciate you chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem, Matt. Thanks so much for the time. Matt Jensen, head coach of the Wyoming All-Stars. Kickoff again tomorrow is set for 1 o'clock. Introductions will get going about 12:40, so look forward to another great All-Star game, the six-man shootout at Silver Lake tomorrow. And that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show for today. Thanks for joining us from the Kearney Country Club. Jimmy, thanks for all the work for helping us out again today. We'll see you again as our co-host on Monday. Scott Steinbrook is expected to join us, talk about his experience down at the World Cup, and Iowa State wrestler and Kearney alum Dante Rodriguez will slide by the studio to talk about what he still has in store this summer. I want to thank our guests today, both coaches in tomorrow's six-man All-Star game, Dwayne Art of Silver Lake and Matt Jensen from the Wyoming All-Stars, plus to Tony Boone of the Omaha World Herald, getting to chat about tomorrow's championship fight going on in Omaha. So enjoy the weekend, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.